no fury like Gruber scorned, or something like that. Here's Steve.
Well, hell hath no fury like, you know, diamond and silk. Maybe that's more accurate than, but I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you very much. Diamond and silk, YouTube and video bloggers, social media sensations on their way to Michigan for the 2018 kickoff tour, the biggest event of the campaign season so far. It's happening Friday, June 22nd at the American Polish Cultural Center in Troy, Michigan. You can find out more at Eventbrite and MichiganTrumpRepublicans.com. And back for a standing ovation, Diamond and Silk, back on the Steve Gruber Show. Ladies, how are you?
Wonderful.
Amazing.
I hope you're doing well.
So good to have you back here again. So let me ask you something. You know, Donald Trump goes and does what no other president's been able to do in 65 years, certainly not the last three presidents who have fumbled and bumbled their way through the North Korea issue. As far as I'm concerned, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama didn't accomplish anything. Donald Trump able to sit down face-to-face with Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea, and all I hear is criticism from every angle, from the echo chamber media. I think they hand out talking points to their friends in CNN and MSNBC, and then they pass it around amongst themselves. It's amazing. Donald Trump first was going to take us to World War III, then he sits down with Kim Jong-un, and that's wrong, too. Ladies, help me out.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you, this is what the left do. Mm-hmm. First of all, you have a businessman. Mm-hmm. He's not a career politician that was able to get Kim Jong-un to the table to sit down and discuss some issues with him. And he's doing what these career politicians couldn't do. The left don't know how to handle it.
That's
like,
right.
They cannot comprehend that this businessman did this here in a matter of not even a good year and a half. He done this, and they don't know how to react. So what they do is they either spin another narrative, talk about something else, or try to talk down what he did. But what he did, I thought, was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
As I watch this happen, though, you know, I begin to see, you know, folks like yourself that are out there, high-profile members of the black community saying, wait a second, we're not going to vote Democrat anymore just because you think we're supposed to. We're kind of done with that. And I look at more and more high-profile people, Kanye West, Candace Owen, Dennis Rodman wearing a Make America Great
mm-hmm.
hat again, right there on CNN telling Andrew Cuomo, you know, what's wrong with Barack Obama. That was an incredible moment. And I think it's a moment that people in the black community say, no, wait a second, you've got all these folks. Is there a movement happening? Is there a shift occurring?
Listen, I'm going to tell you, this shit happened in 2015 when we told people to get off of that Democratic plantation.
That's
what
right.
You see now is people evolving. America is really, truly going to be great. You see people waking up and saying, wait a minute, we can think for ourselves. We don't need the fake news feeding us a narrative. We can feed our own selves. We can take in what we want to take in.
That's
and I
right.
know the left keeps saying, oh, my gosh, stay woke. What we're telling people is to pay attention. See, they don't want this businessman to get traction because he's doing what the black president couldn't do,
mm-hmm.
what the other presidents can do. He is truly making America great again.
That's right.
So everybody needs to pay attention. And listen, people are, what I say, they're coming off of that Democratic plantation.
That's right.
They're coming out of that Democratic mindset.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming out of, let me hold my hand down so you can give me enough to keep me quiet, but not enough to make a difference. They don't want that anymore. People
That's right.
like the fact that they have more money in their pocket, they have good jobs, and they love the fact that this president listens to the American
That's
people.
Right. People are no longer looking at the party. They're looking at the person who can best do the job, who have my best interest at hand. And right now, it is President Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, I think that people, I think in this country, it's been my experience that people in this country from all backgrounds, all ethnicities, all races, care a lot more about character than they do about color. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely. That's right.
Right.
I think I said it. I don't know if I said it last week, but I'll say it again. It's time for us to look past our skin color and start uniting ourselves based on the fact that we are Americans. And I thank God that we finally have a president that's
mm-hmm.
really and truly putting Americans first. And guess what? He gives his paycheck away. So he's really not being paid for anything. He donates his salary
mm-hmm.
all to make America great again. I love it.
When you look across the plane, obviously, Diamond and Silk here with me, there is nobody else that sounds quite like these two ladies on the Steve Gruber Show. As you look at the Hollywood elite and you look at the desperation of people like, well, Robert De Niro comes to mind. I mean, his behavior is despicable, and yet this is what the left applauds. if you could speak to Robert De Niro, if you cared to, what would you say to him? What would you say to the Hollywood elite that just don't seem to be in touch with the rest of the world?
Well, really, they like the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
See, they keep talking about a blue wave. The blue wave is the Democrats that's waving goodbye to that Democratic plantation that's going to be switching their party to Republican to vote for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
People are tired of this foolishness. I have never seen the Hollywood elitist bash the Oval Office. And if you did that, you didn't have a job. Remember when Whoopi Goldberg bashed Bush? She said something horrible about Bush and she didn't work for a long time. I can't believe that they're letting this go down like this here. But
that's
they like
right.
the gift that keep on getting them. Let them keep giving. Let them keep talking. Because people are paying attention. And it's like, you know what? I am going to vote for him just for the heck of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't like that. The one thing that you don't have the right to, this man won this here fair and square, you don't have the right to disrespect the Oval Office. And what's wrong with Robert De Niro? He just mad that he look his age and the president don't. President about to be another year old in a day or so tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
the president look good. He have the stamina. He don't waver. He don't back down.
Yeah.
He is an alpha man. And what's wrong with Robert De Niro? He's a weak man and he knows that.
Yeah. And by the way, tomorrow is Flag Day, June 14th, which means it's also Donald Trump's birthday
mm-hmm,
tomorrow.
Right.
So happy birthday to the president. I think he'll be 72 tomorrow. And you're right, ladies, about something that I think keeps on giving. And I've been saying for, well, since the middle of last summer, the way to make sure the Republicans win by a wider margin in any future election is to keep Hillary Clinton's book tour going as long as possible. Put her on TV, put her on the radio, put her in front of cameras, whatever possible, man. She is my hero.
Husband.
Absolutely.
I'm embarrassed for Bill Clinton.
Well, you got to know.
I would go somewhere, sit down, and go rock one of his grandchildren or however, just rock somebody.
Wait a second. Hold on.
What's wrong with him?
Are you going to leave him alone with the kids? Come on now.
Oh, look, his grandchildren. The deal is that every time he opened up his mouth, I'm embarrassed for him. He need to really shut up, or he going to find himself really. He going to go to jail.
Where's Oprah Winfrey with time up? Because
right.
Bill Clinton's time is up.
Yeah, Bill Clinton be saying some salacious talk. He really be telling what he used to do back in the day. And
well,
I'm
you
like,
know.
Oh, Lord.
The
more he talk.
Yeah, we learned that rape just isn't what it used to be. Thanks, Bill, for that insight.
That's basically what he was, I mean, I'm just,
shocking.
Let it go, Bill.
Yeah, rape isn't what it used. Well, thank you, Bill Clinton, for that insight. All right, ladies, the event's coming up. It is called the 2018 Kickoff Tour, the biggest event of the campaign season. You will be along with Corey Lewandowski, the one-time campaign manager and a guy who said, let Trump be Trump, right? That's
yes,
his book.
Is.
You can find out more at Eventbrite. It's happening June the 22nd. That's next Friday at 6 o'clock. The doors will open. You're going to be there in Troy, Michigan. You're going to bring your special talent to the stage. Ladies, I'll give you the last word.
Listen, you all, make sure during these congressional races you vote Republican. Either you vote right or you will get left. And make sure you join us on June 22nd right there in Michigan.
And don't forget to go and visit a Diamond and Silk store. Go get you a T-shirt or a wine glass or even a coffee cup.
There you go. Diamond Silk wine glass. I didn't even know. See, now I know. Well done. Well done. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
There you have it. Diamond and Silk, everybody, here on the program. Don't miss that. Good fun. Corey Lewandowski speaking his mind. Diamond and Silk, you know, when they get warmed up, nothing quite like it, that's for sure. 41 after here on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.